ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ। ਰਸਨਾ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਗੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਕੋ ਧੰਨ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ। ਫਿਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਧੰਨ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਬਾਲਕ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ। ਫਿਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਧੰਨ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ। ਅੱਜ ਦਿਨ ਨਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਨ a small insight to what was happening historically before and during the time of Sri Sadguru Ram Singh Ji is as follows. For thousands of years, many empires had tried and succeeded in taking over the blessed land of India. India is a rich country of natural resources. This is why, on the basis of money, plunderers attacked and forcibly set up their own empires and governments in India. This is where the population of the targeted areas would get split into two. One side being the nationalists. They would never bow before these new set governments. And on the other side, the common people, bowing their heads to their command. This is where a small number of opportunists helped and showed the people where the true path is. Others tried to get security by praising these new religions people would bring to the land of India. Before the 16th century, these attackers were only Asian. Onwards, foreigners began to set up camp, initially for trade, and then took advantage of an unstable India and set up their own governments and further on empires. Not going into too much detail about the many invaders of India, but going forward to about 1748, when the Sikhs established themselves as a power known as the Dal Khalsa, led by Jassa Singh Ahluwalia. They were followers of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, all along to Guru Gobind Singh Ji, following strict maryada of Naam Simran and recitation of Bani. The army that created these missiles, that was initially led by only 11 sardars, started to flourish and gain popularity. The empire was based on religious principle that the gurus had already taught us, never hesitating to sacrifice their lives to protect honor. They lived as kings, saints, and soldiers, leading pious lives. These missiles eventually united Hindus, Muslims, and Sikh the same. The Sikh rule was then established by Maharaja Ranjit Singh Ji in 1801. He conquered all the weak missiles as well as the strong to make a strong kingdom. Alongside this, the British was having a strong influence and had begun to win many wars, gaining more land and more power. As the two empires were becoming powerful, an agreement was made between the two in 1806, that none will protect the enemy of each other's rule, as well as not to interfere with each other's affairs. Not going into too much detail as time is short, but near the end of Maharaja Ranjit Singh Ji's life, who had accomplished in creating the Sikh Empire, he stayed very ill near the last, say, decade of his life. The previous pious kingdom, led by Sikh principles, started to fall apart. The English took over and by 1840 conquered the whole of India. During the prime of the Sikh rule, as well as the influence of the British, Sri Sadguru Ram Singh Ji was born to a carpenter family in an unknown village of Raiya in Ludhiana, now known as Sri Bainisai. Sache Patshah Ji, named Ram Dhan at birth, was named by his father Jassa Singh and Mata Sadakor. By the age of 21, Sadguru Ji was recruited into the Sikh army. He was now in the Ganwal No Nihal unit of Maharaja Ranjit Singh Ji's empire. Sache Patshah Ji started to observe the Sikh moral decline. Our appearance was intact up to a certain extent. However, the Sikhs kept on forgetting what we had already been taught. They were forgetting the scriptures that had been given to us. There was much moral decline. There was none to teach and guide the Sikhs towards the contemplation of Naam and to teach Gurumukhi. This is why even those who had owned Sri Ad Granth Sahib Ji and Dasam Granth Sahib Ji were ended up stored, and these were ended up being eaten by rats and termites where they were being stored. This is where the Sikh morals had gone down, where we weren't being taught on how to read the Gurumukhi that had already been given to us. All this being noted by Satguru Ram Singh Ji, who had been brought up by these principles of meditation and recitation of Gurbani. Gyani Gyan Singh Ji, a prominent historical writer from this time, has written about this in Sri Guru Panth Prakash. Sikhs started to eat meat, drinking, started consuming opium, even cannabis, and disrespecting their kesh. Sri Satguru Balak Singh Ji saved Sikhism by the command of Satguru Gobind Singh Ji, however was mostly in hiding as instructed by Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Whilst handing over the Gurgaddi to him, Satguru Balak Singh Ji told that he would return in the house of a carpenter, the 12th re-embodiment, Sri Satguru Ram Singh Ji. Finally, in 1849, the Sikh kingdom was taken over by the British, pretending to be saviors, but eventually acting like crocodile. Previously, in 1841, the Nonihal unit marched towards Peshawar to collect government treasure, whom were accompanied by Sri Satguru Ram Singh Ji. It was here when Satguru Ram Singh Ji and 25 other soldiers reached Hazron to have a pious look of Sri Satguru Balak Singh Ji, whose popularity started to grow. It is written that an elated Satguru Balak Singh Ji welcomed Satguru Ram Singh Ji and said that he was waiting for him. Satguru Balak Singh Ji had said, "I have given Naam and baptized a large number of my army men to inspire you to come here today. After today, none from me will the army be baptized. Now it is a mental relief to me that you have come and my resolve has been fulfilled." Satguru Balak Singh Ji passed on the Gurgaddi to Satguru Ram Singh Ji, and he was ordered and instructed to pass the Gurmantar secretly and recite it in your heart of hearts, otherwise it will go to waste. Satguru Ji gave a handful of patase to Satguru Ram Singh Ji, a coconut, as well as 5 paise to Satguru Ram Singh Ji, and took 5 rounds around him in reverence and then bowed before him. Having skipped through many details of what happened during the lead up to these events, Sri Satguru Ji then returned to Sri Bani Sahib, as the killing in the Sikh kingdom had made Sachit Basaji very uneasy because of the moral decline, and left the army in 1845. He began doing countless hours of Naam Simran, and at this time Sachit Basaji was around 29 years old. This is where the Gukkar movement was started and ushered in a golden age of Sikhs at this time of Kaliyug. Whether it be just briefly before Sachit Basaji was taken away from us, Satguru Ji gave us the command to follow the true maryada of Sadguru Gobind Singh Ji. The British started to stop Sachit Basaji. Then Satguru Ji made 5 sobed to preach his word. They were stopped. 17 women made. They were stopped. The commissioner laughed, went to Satguru Ji and said, "What will you do now?" Sachit Basaji said with passion, "Go Bilya, I will make Ram Singh in every household." In 10 years, 7 lakh Sikh were made by Satguru Ram Singh Ji. They were taught that the maryada of Sikhs, but bathing from head to toe at Amrit Vele, japping Naam, reciting Bani, and above all else being a pure Sikh, boycotting all British rule, as well as this to lead to many Naamdari Shaheeds that we paid reverence to last week. On his return to Bani Sahib, Sachit Basaji set up a shop with the help of his trusted friend, Ran Singh. Due to his honest dealings, this gave Sachit Basaji a good reputation in an otherwise corrupt India. People would flock to Satguru Ji to have a glimpse of Satguru Ji, listen to his discourses. Many would get mental peace by just being with Sachit Basaji, some to never leave. Due to the mentally weak Sikhs who were not following Sikhi and who had no faith in Sikhism, in such conditions, to prepare them for war became a distant dream. Satyapasa ji felt a new sense of pride had to be instilled into the Sikhs. The reformation began at home. Sikhs should become people of good virtue, observing their code of Naam and Bani, guard their principles. A strong willpower is what was needed to instill the pride to be a Sikh. A prime example of this is Shaheed Bishan Singh. The time had come to awaken the Sikhs with a new resolve and to put in practice the maryada prescribed by our Guru that had been forgotten. In these times, the Sikhs of Satguru Ram Singh Ji, with no question, would recite Bani and perform Havan. For this, they would get imprisoned. Now, out of our own choice, in our own freedom, we do not. I am also accountable for this. We was taught that not only a person with high moral values and principle can sacrifice his life for another nation, society and religion. Only such a person will protect the poor. Together, let's follow the principles that on the same Vaisakhi day that Satguru Gobind Singh Ji had raised the Khalsa to instill new spirit, on the same day, 558 years later, Satyapasa Ji gave Khanda Bhatta Amrit to the Panch Pyare and hoisted up the white triangular flag as a symbol for the right of independence and give us the right for us to live here today. Satsangat Ji, main koi galti kya, mainu baksh lena, Satsangat Ji, Satsangat Ji.